It's 105.5 Star FM, the Coffs Coast number one hit music station. And Jay with you this morning, all thanks to Macca's.
Star FM's Tech Talk. With our resident geek. Let me introduce you. Trent Geddes. Hey,
thanks for the introduction.
Trent, my boy, you're back with more tech news for us this week. What's going on in the world of technology, mate?
I love the idea of flying paper airplanes around, even though, you know what, I'm 28 now.
There is something about spending an afternoon in a ream of paper making the best bomber you can find. I mean, seriously, there's nothing more exciting than launching a paper airplane and it landing in someone's coffee. Hilarious.
I mean, well, you can do a little bit more with paper airplanes these days, especially with Power Up 3.0.
What is this?
This little device turns your paper airplane into a smartphone-controlled flying machine.
All right. How is it doing this?
So you've got a box that shows up when you order one of these nice things, and it's got a Bluetooth-powered smart module, some cables to charge it all up while you're getting it all charged up. You can learn how to fold your best plane ever and download the application for your phone. And then once it's all sorted, you hook this onto the paper airplane and use the app simply to steer it around and change the speed on it.
Oh, that is so awesome. Is there a limit to the distance it can go?
Distance on the Bluetooth signal is up to at least 50 metres. So
you've
kind of got a bit of flexibility with where you fly.
Now, this all started off as a Kickstarter project. Obviously, it got the funding it needed. How much is this going to set us back?
It's around about $50. There's a website called fishpond.com.au, which you'll get one in time for Christmas if you order now. And that's free delivery on that one.
That is the greatest thing. If you're looking for a Christmas present for someone, anyone.
That's a good stocking filler.
That'd be all that I'd be playing with on Christmas, I'll be honest. Somehow we're going to have to try and move on from this. The Deadline app. Trent, what's this all about?
This is an iOS application which uses the health kit system on the brand new iOS to check some health statistics, and it uses an algorithm in combination with that the insurance companies use to generate their policy estimates. And it basically gives you a deadline to your death.
Oh,
it can be a breakdown in years, months, days, hours and minutes. To me, it's more of a giggle thing.
Well, how can you giggle at this, Trent? It's your death countdown.
Well, it's estimating what it thinks my death is. I can't take that seriously, mate.
No. Is that because you live on the edge?
Yeah, I think so.
All that naked skydiving.
No. Bad thoughts.
That's a whole different ballgame. So is this getting many downloads? Are people into this? Is this a popular thing?
Had a few downloads, actually, surprisingly enough.
Well, that's a bit depressing. Let's bring this thing back and let's talk about the next level generation of 4G.
Yeah, with the whole decommission of the analog TV network and roll into the digital TV network, there's been spectrum available for different providers to be able to provide new services. And what Telstra is doing, and Optus as well, is using a lower frequency, which was used for analog TV, to start offering new 4G services in more regional locations. It's going to be double the speeds of the current 4G offerings in the areas that it's already rolled out to, should allow it to actually go further distances than currently possible, and also better in-building coverage.
Which means you can get 4G in more places now, and it will be stronger signal.
Yes, indeed. And they'll be expecting this to be switched on in most locations by January 1, 2015. In most places, 4G can float anywhere between about 15 megabits right up to, say, 60 at your best. But this is capable of going right up to close to 100 megabits, which is quite fast.
That's fantastic. I'll be able to play Candy Crush just that little bit quicker, which is what I want. That's brilliant news. Trent, once again, thank you so much for bringing more technology news into our life. Mate, we'll see you next week.
Indeed.